Yo, so here's my entry into the Player Haters Journal for today. Today is Wednesday, July 1st. And yo, let me send a shout out, first of all, to all the listeners of the Player Hater Podcast, the new ones and the not so new ones, motherfuckers who may have been around for a while, such as Chris Lehman from the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. Shouts out to that dude and his brother. And also, make sure to check out the website, blackisonline.com. Shouts out again to Chris Lehman and the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. To Don Calypso, what up, dude? And to John Cushman from the Cushman Chronicles. Also, shouts out to a couple brand new listeners, Bert Dumas from At the Dinner Table. I actually talked about this nigga in the podcast Critica last time. He said he laughed his ass off, so obviously he enjoyed me cracking on his fat ass. So, yeah, trust me, there's plenty more where that came from, so stay tuned in. Not just about you, but just about niggas in general. But yeah, anyway, thanks for tuning in and reaching out and letting me know that you listened and that you liked that shit. That's funny. Yeah, also big ups to Listenopoly on Twitter as well. Whoever they are said they listen to the podcast Critic and they love the podcast and they want me to keep doing it. Hey, brother or sister, whoever you are, yeah, don't worry. Yeah, I'm going to keep doing that shit. I got plenty more where that came from. So, yeah, big ups to all y'all niggas. And I need you to do me a favor. Tell at least 100 people you know all about the Player Hater Podcast. Yeah, I mean, if you like my shit, then you should have other niggas join the movement. Join the underground podcast movement and join the anti-social movement. No doubt. Tell 100 niggas you know all about the Player Hater Podcast. Big ups.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Mr. Stan of the Spare Poor Podcast, and you're listening to the Player Hater Podcast. Real podcast of all you real cats out there. Check them out for the 2015. The brother's back. Get at it.
Alright, Joe. So here's the thing. The thing I noticed about me is, for those new listeners who may not be aware of this, I just recently came back into podcasting on a regular basis again. I've been doing this shit for 6 years, and about a little over a year ago, I got, shit, longer than that actually, I got burnt the fuck out. So I set out for just about a year. I only did 3 podcasts all of last year, and yeah, that's all the fuck I felt like doing. So at this point in my life, I feel like I know what the symptoms are of being burnt out, and when those motherfuckers start to come about, I just step the fuck away. And I'm saying all that to say, last week, I was not in the mood for podcasting. I've been cranking out episode after episode because I had a lot of shit on my mind, and I had shit that I just wanted to release because I know, you know, it's like, yo, I got all this motherfucking material. Let me go ahead and release some shit. Last week, yeah, I ain't do anything podcast related. I ain't feel like nothing. I ain't feel like doing nothing, I should say. And I did absolutely nothing. The only thing I did was fuck me a couple white bitches. A few white bitches, actually. And I'm gonna run that shit down to you in a minute and talk about some shit related to that. But as far as podcasting, the symptoms, I know what to look out for. And I ain't trying to get burnt out from this shit again because it's easy to happen. Yeah, so when I don't do an episode, then you got to know either one or two things. Or it could be both, actually. Either I'm burnt the fuck out, or I'm fucking me a white bitch. One or the other, or sometimes both.
M16 production.
So let's talk about this. I don't wear rubbers. What? Yeah, niggas, if you're surprised, then you shouldn't be. Well, maybe you should be or whatever, but yeah, truth be told, I don't wear motherfucking rubbers. And I know what you're thinking and probably saying out loud as you listen to this shit. Nigga, don't you know it's dangerous? Yeah, I'm aware of all the risks, but obviously I'm willing to take the risk. I'm a grown-ass man. Come on, you know I know all the risks already. Yeah, but I'm willing to take that shit. And if you want to know my reasons behind this shit, then maybe I'll explain them to you away from the podcast. Just hit me up. I'd be more than happy to have that conversation with you, and we can talk about, you know, safe sex, wearing a rubber, and me not wearing a rubber, but fucking many different white bitches. Yeah, we can have that whole discussion off the podcast. But right now, what I'm going to say about that shit is this. I understand it's risky, and I never make any excuses to try to rationalize with y'all motherfuckers why I do what I do. I just do what the fuck I do, plain and simple. Look, if the bitches I'm fucking ain't demanding that I wear rubber or questioning the fact that I'm not wearing the rubber, then it's no concern of yours. If it's okay with them, goddammit, it's okay with you. I ain't fucking you, I'm fucking these white bitches, so it ain't got nothing to do with you. But one thing I will say about that shit is this. A lot of niggas claim to practice safe sex. Yeah, and I've said this a million times. Okay, let's say if you one of these niggas, You've been on the rubber the first time you fucked this bitch, and then a week later, if you're still fucking with the same bitch, a month later, if you're still fucking with the same bitch and you're trying to pursue a relationship, or you're already in a relationship with this bitch, eventually that rubber's gonna come off. Yeah, eventually that rubber's gonna come off. You're gonna get to the point where you feel so comfortable with her, however long that takes for you, that, yeah, you're gonna stop wearing the rubber. You're just gonna go straight up raw and fuck this bitch. As a single dude, as I am, anytime you stick your dick inside a bitch, whether it's in her ass or in her pussy, you playing Russian roulette. Plain and simple. As a single motherfucker like I am married, I ain't fucking the same bitch all the time, and even if I were married, it may be the same situation. You never really know when you fuck a bitch what's going on. So anytime we stick our dick inside a pussy, we playing Russian roulette. We may die, catch a disease, or anything every time we fuck a bitch. I mean, there have been plenty of times while I'm stroking the bitch, I'm thinking with my eyes halfway closed, man, look, this pussy's good. But it ain't death good. I mean, this pussy's kinda good, but I ain't willing to die over this shit. So yo, just let me get some of this pussy and live, Lord, is what I'm thinking as I'm stroking this bitch. Because look, I would be personally kinda upset if I'm fucking the bitch and then I catch something afterwards and her pussy was horrible. Yeah, I'd feel a lot worse than if I was fucking a bitch who has some good pussy and I'm willing to take the chance. Like, damn, this pussy's so good, I'm willing to catch AIDS over this shit. I ain't saying that, but I'm saying if I'm gonna catch something, at least let the pussy be good. I'd be pissed the fuck off if your pussy's whacked and you gave me syphilis. I mean, if you're gonna give me syphilis, at least have some good pussy. That's all I'm saying.
The opinions given are those of Mr. Player Hater. If you are feeling offended by something that he said, then you are obviously too sensitive to handle mature content. And we advise you to go change your tampon and find something else to listen to.
Eyes redder than the Cyclops, might throw a bitch ass nigga out of skybox. Three strikes on my high top, you ain't got no fucking hearing in your iPod. Becky, my God, I bet you won't lick a pussy while I watch. So high, it's like I'm sitting over Jupiter. Getting money, they gon' think I worship Lucifer. Being broke was never cool to us. Be glued to the concrete, you ain't moving us. Yeah, your favorite rapper just a fairy tale nigga mad, cause I know his girlfriend very well. She let me fuck her on the Ferris wheel. Hit South Beach and got head while I carousel. Yeah, I never paid for the hair and nails. Vodka got the room spinning like a carousel. I'm harder than a bitch trying to parallel. Park a Mack truck for the bomb, I keep a pair of shells. Yeah, you can find me in the ATL. Might set a fucking club up like an ACL. Niggas still ball crazy. Thank God for rap money. Never fuck you, yeah. Kenny. We up in this bitch. Just got paid. Got the drink in my cup. Nigga just got scraped. We been on it all night. I don't know about you. I'm on the VIP shit. Bitch, you better have.
Yo, so I'ma close out on this. The condom industry is a multi-million, maybe even billion-dollar business. I don't know because personally, I don't spend money on the motherfuckers, but I'm just saying, they make a lot of money from niggas who buy condoms. And I gotta say, it must be only black people buying condoms, because the white chicks I fuck with, these bitches never have. Not only do they not have condoms, they don't even require me to wear a motherfucking condom. White bitches do not use condoms, period. I'm gonna make that claim right now. The white bitches I know and have met over the past 5 years, and there have been many of them, none of them had ever said anything about safe sex. I had this one bitch, after the fact, try to fake like she made a mistake and fucked me without using protection. I hate that bullshit, first of all, bitch. I mean, if you don't normally do it, then don't fucking do it. That's my belief. Because I ain't trying extra hard, trust me, people, when I tell you. I don't try real hard to get pussy. I mean, I am the laziest motherfucker when it comes to trying to get pussy. I just don't go out of my way to get no pussy. And I know you have lots of thirsty, hungry niggas out there who do extra shit to get some pussy, and they get the pussy. So I know if a dude like me who really ain't trying hard and I get the pussy, then niggas who try extra hard, they already got this pussy. So shit that you say, I don't normally do this, bitches, stop that shit right now. Really, because you ain't doing nothing but embarrassing yourself and making yourself look like a bigger hoe than you already are by doing this shit. If you don't normally do it, then don't do it. If you do normally do it, then stop fucking saying, I don't normally do this, as she licks the tip of your dick before she sucks your dick. Bitch, just suck my dick. Don't be playing with my dick. Don't be playing with my motherfucking emotions. You gonna suck my dick eventually. So stop licking the tip of my dick and just suck my motherfucking dick. So I said all of that to say this. White bitches do not practice safe sex. Yeah, period. I'm not one to typically make sweeping generalizations, but I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there. White bitches, yeah, they do not require our brothers to wear rubber. There may be sprinkles of white bitches out there who do practice safe sex. Maybe. All I'm saying is, I meet all the ones who don't. Over my history of fucking white bitches, which extends well over 5 years, I have not met one who makes a dude wear rubber. I have not met one who practices safe sex. Not only do they not practice safe sex, they'll suck your dick in a heartbeat, and they let you fuck them in the ass. So all I'm saying is, white bitches do not practice safe sex, period. And let me tell a story before I break out, real quick. This past weekend, and one day I'm gonna do a podcast for the dudes on how to make a white bitch fall in love. But anyway, that's coming up later. This white bitch was withholding. She was holding back on the pussy. You know, typically when I finger fuck a bitch, it doesn't take long for her to start climbing the walls and have multiple orgasms, because it happened with this bitch before. But for some reason, and I found out afterwards why, this bitch is withholding her emotions and orgasms with the pussy. And as a controlling factor, you know, not so much control me, but she's trying to control herself, trying not to allow herself to become so attached sexually. Because, you know, some women, once you satisfy them sexually, they become attached to you. And they want you to be their man, and they want to take it to the next level when all you want to do is fuck the bitch. So anyway, she was trying to avoid all of that because she wasn't sure where we were in our, quote, relationship. Bitch, I'm this fucking you. Anyway, she wasn't sure where we were in our relationship. So she was trying to withhold her orgasms. So it took me 20 minutes of finger fucking this bitch in her pussy for nothing to happen. And it took 2 minutes of me sticking my finger up that bitch's ass for her to start having multiple orgasms. Oh, white bitches love to have shifts stuck in the ass, by the way. I don't know what it is with white women and ass play, and I've said this shit before, but if all else fails, if you fucking a bitch and she ain't coming, alright, just fucking ass, guaranteed to come. White bitches love to have shit stuck up their ass. I don't know what it is. And for this chick right here, who is withholding and playing games with the pussy, don't play games with the pussy. You already gonna fall in love with me because I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you. You're gonna have multiple orgasms. So just let me fuck you real good. Let me release those orgasms so I can go to fuck to sleep. Stop playing games with the pussy, white bitch. Just let me fuck you and go to sleep.
Stay tuned for another new episode of the Player Hater Podcast this weekend. Tell 100 people about the show. Join the underground podcast movement. Follow the antisocial movement on Twitter, Facebook, and worldwide. And always remember to keep your motherfucking hate up.